Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klal. Dalad Simon Vav. We're talking about this is of Kol. We mentioned that there's a Gemara in Pesachim which seems to be addressing our issue. Now, there's a Gemara in Pesachim has a discussion known as Hana Habala Adam Bal Karchai. So a person is in a situation where a something which is a prohibited type of pleasure. Person is smelling chametz and Pesach. This person is smelling basar b'cholov. Person is seeing a beautiful avodah zara. Person is hearing lashon hara, any of those situations, so it's coming to him without any effort. It's happening automatically. Person smells, a person sees, a person hears. These senses do not require effort on his part. So the hana is coming to the person bal karchai. So what comes out of the sugya? It's Gemara Pesachim and Daf Chaf Hei. The way the Shach brings this halacha down, as quoted in the Chayyadim and the Chachmas Adam, and as discussed at length by the Chavetz Chaim, is that the Isser of Habanoah requires a person is doing some type of act to retrieve that benefit, that pleasure. As if it happens automatically, without any effort at all on one's part, one is not over any Isser. That being said, what is called an act of retrieving it, of getting that benefit? So a person is actively doing something to get the benefit, the pleasure, that's usur. But what about a situation where a person places themselves into a situation, and now the hanoah comes inadvertently? So a person sits down for a shalshudas, one of the tables, and he realizes that they're speaking lashon hara by the table. He was not aware of the fact that they are lashon hara speakers over here. And he realizes afterwards that table is not a good place to sit down. But now he's here, and whatever reason, he cannot get up now in the middle and leave. So it's hanala bala bal karcha. He can't leave. He has no way to leave. And it's happening. Since the act of sitting down there was totally inadvertent, he had no awareness of all that this is a place where there's going to be a problem. So we do not connect the act of coming to the table to the shmiah which takes place afterwards. However, if a person is aware that this is the table where people speak lashon hara, and he goes there anyway, even though he has no intent to hear the lashon hara, he's not interested in hearing the lashon hara, that situation, we connect his action of walking there, which was done by an act of decision, with the final result of hearing the lashon hara, and it is as if he went there to hear lashon hara, even though that was not his intent or purpose. But since he went there, being aware of the situation and choosing to be there anyway, albeit not thinking with the lashon hara aspect of it, but that wasn't his goal or purpose. But we ignore that. So if a person, the situation, person is over the isser, person must leave immediately, and if he can't leave, he's going to be considered as if he transgressed that avera. Even in a situation where a person didn't go there intentionally, he was not aware of it at all, if the person is able to leave and he decides to stay, that's also considered an act upon his part to be there and to benefit from it. So we have two scenarios where it's considered the person is actively benefiting even though there was no direct action for that point. One is by decision to stay there even though there's a problem. And number two, the problem, the fact that the decision to go there, like Hatkhila, being aware of the potential problem. Applying this to the sort of Kol Isha Erva, the person not allowed to drive, hear the Kol Isha, which arguably is a form of like similar to hearing Lashon Hara. It's something which is an issue to hear it. We refer to that as a form of I'm getting some benefit, as some pleasure out of hearing it. So I'm not allowed to hear this woman singing. So if I did not know that the woman is going to be singing, number one, and I did not know, and I can't leave at this point in time, so I'm not doing any avera at all by being there. If a person will actively decide to enjoy the singing, that's a problem. That's a decision upon his part that's considered some equivalent of an action, because he did go there. If a person is able to leave and he stays, that's a problem. If a person knew the possibility of the singing and went there anyway, that's all of those would be problematic. In a scenario where a person's in that situation, he can't leave. He's not really enjoying the fact that he's in the situation. And was not aware of it. A person is not getting any of air at all in that situation. Okay, so that we've covered all the halachas. I would like to try to give a somewhat of a recap of the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.